News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Breakfast. Drivers could face being sent on re-educational courses instead of getting penalty points. Is this a good idea? Joining us for more is Brenda Bulger of Bulger School of Motoring. Brenda, do you think this will happen before we get to whether it's a good idea? Do you think it will happen?
I would. I think it's rolled out in quite a lot of countries and it's proven statistically to have a serious impact on reducing road collisions and fatalities. So I think if we do bring it in, if it's done right and it's done well, it will have a very positive impact on our roads.
Why do you think it's a good idea?
Because if you're somebody who is speeding, like learner drivers are learning to drive, they're learning what the speed limits are, although they're going to change soon on specific roads. But if you're someone who is consistently speeding, it's a behaviour, it's not a knowledge gap. And giving somebody a fine and penalty points is not changing a behaviour. It's a minor inconvenience for a short period of time. But education has proven time and again in every arena to have the greatest impact. And I think if we start to educate drivers on the impacts of their behaviours and the consequences of their behaviours, it's going to be much better going forward. That, you know, not everybody in that classroom is going to take it on board first time round. But if they have to take repeat classes or get increased penalty points or increased fines, the message is going to hit home.
Yeah, I saw a fella driving over the weekend and sort of north city, inner city, and driving at about, I'd say, 60 or 70 kilometres an hour along a really busy stretch of city centre road. And I was thinking about him. Is somebody like him going to be persuaded by a class like that, or is he unreformable?
Well, that's the thing. Even when you were mentioning that, in my head, I'm thinking, why? What are you achieving by doing that? What is the driving
force? I think it's some kind of macho thing, isn't it?
An ego thing. Like, we used to do a great program here for local county councils whereby we would bring in all the TYs and we would have people who worked in the A&E, fire services, the Gardaí, and even a young man himself who had all of that bravado, and he actually caused an accident where he was left with life-altering injuries. And he would tell them all, you know, I thought I was great and I thought I was cool and I thought I was fantastic and I was showing off, and he's ruined his own life and the lives of his friends and families as well. And we would bring them outside and we would stage a road traffic accident and a roadside rescue. And it had a huge, huge impact on those people. But with the re-education, getting it right is going to be key to having the best impact. If it's going to be something that's online for a 2-hour course and you press play on a few videos, you're going to go about your business. No, it's not. And I think, like, funding of it, who's going to roll it out, who's going to deliver it, you know, there's an awful lot that needs to be done correctly. And I would rather see a delay in having it rolled out, so long as we were rolling out the right thing to have the correct impact.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah, very sensible advice there. Brenda Bulger, Bulger School of Motoring, thanks indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. Would it work? Is it a good idea? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.